great big hand, and let's just honor her as she comes today.
Well, good morning, Transformation Center. I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to do. This is Taylor behind me. She's a honey. God connected us a little while ago. But it is a year of divine appointments and God connections, and you've got to discern when God brings people into your life. She has an incredible single out right now. You can check it up online. French is her maiden name. She's married. It's Taylor French English. If you can put that up on the screen. Her single's called Faithful. And when you begin to play that, I'm telling you, the presence of God just begins to flow into the room. And you can take a look at it on Apple Music, but go check her out. And we're going to worship this morning, and I don't know what God's going to do, but we're going to see. There it is right there. Great pick on the album, by the way, Tay. But let's lift our hearts up to the Lord right now. Father, I thank you for divine appointments. I thank you, Lord, for God connections. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the realm of the Spirit. Father, I thank you for Hamilton. Lord, I thank you that we're 2 weeks from winter camp and it's a busy time and I wouldn't be here unless we had revelation about being here. So, Father, we just hand this morning over to you. Father, I thank you. It's your word. It's your ministry. It's your church. It's your city. And, Father, we just want to surrender to you this morning. And, Lord, we open up our hearts to the widest place to receive from you. So, Holy Spirit, just come. I know you're in the room, but would you just come more? I know you're among your people, but would you just show up and show off this morning? Oh, Lord, we just bow to you. And we say, come, Holy Spirit. 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 Say, let's just worship a little bit.
The mighty one, the mighty one. you. You are the mighty one. You're the mighty one. And we worship you. You are, you are the mighty one. You're the mighty one. And oh, and we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. There's no one else that's worthy. Oh, there's no one else that's holy like you, Jesus. Oh, no one else like Jesus. Oh, no one else like Jesus. No other God that's holy. No other God that's righteous. Oh, you stand alone. You stand alone, God.
Just open up your heart right now to the widest place in Him. And we're just going to stay in that place of worship and just see what God will do this morning, if that's okay. But Pastor Patty and Pastor Alex, if you could just stand with me for a minute. When I was on the floor, I saw the Grand River. And it looked like it was salmon season. And I was in the water looking at the salmon. And the water was flowing one way, and the salmon began to swim in the opposite direction, and they were swimming upstream. And I saw all these ties come into the river, and I thought, what was that? They were fly fishing. He said, this is going to be quite the year. He said, it's going to be quite the year, and it's going to feel like things are going one way, but he says that you're coming into salmon season. He says, it's going to feel like you're climbing, and it's going to feel like you're swimming upstream. And the Lord says, as you swim upstream, he says, I want you to know that that's the banner over you in this season. He says, because there is an anointing to contend. He says, and I'm bringing all the refreshing that you need, and I'm going to bring all the supply that you need, but I'm bringing everything that you need personally to be able to contend. And I saw a heart tie come in, and I saw a soul tie come in, and I thought, what is that? What is that tie? And when I looked at it, it said the gathering place. And he says, in this season, you're going to find yourself connecting more there. And he says that there is a governmental anointing that I'm bringing on the leadership of this ministry in this season. He says, it's a governmental anointing for prayer. And he says, you're going to begin to find breakthrough and great contending, but I see you doing different things with the gathering place. I see different events happening. I see women's ministry happening. I see men's ministry happening. I see outreaches happening. I see partnerships happening. I see prayer movements happening. I see prayer conferences happening. He says, you're going to find that there's some lifelines that bring great relationship that have not been in different seasons. And the Lord says that it's the ending of one time period, but you're going to feel a great shift even in the fall. And he says the third quarter of this year is going to be extremely packful for you personally, but extremely packful for the ministry. And the Lord says that in this season, you're going to feel very, very turbulent. There's turbulence all around about you. He says, but there's going to be a supernatural peace that's in your home. He says, there's going to be supernatural peace that's in the car. There's going to be supernatural peace that's in the office. He says, you're going to say, I feel the peace that passes all understanding, wrapped around about my mind, wrapped around about my emotions, wrapped around about your marriage. He says, because the anointing to contend is so catchy. And he says, you're going to be able to lay hands on people and they're going to be raised up overnight to fight. And Lord says that you understand what it is to stand in the family of God. And there's going to be a revelation that comes into this house. He says, but there is a revelation of the army of God and the family of God rising up together together in the same season. And the Lord says that you have a revelation of the both, and you're going to be able to teach that. People are going to come to an understanding of what that means to fight and have a sword in the spirit in one hand and a towel in the other. And the Lord says in this season that people are going to begin to look at you more of a mother and as a father. He says, but in this season, you're going to be raised up to war. And the Lord says there's going to be crazy breakthroughs that begin to happen for you personally. And the Lord says it's going to happen in the home, it's going to happen personally, and then it's going to begin to trickle out into different forms and different places and different formats. He says, begin to speak a generation that will contend. Begin to decree that this is a city that will contend. Begin to decree a contending anointing over the nation. Begin to decree a contending anointing over Eagle Worldwide Ministries. Begin to decree it, begin to declare it, begin to receive it by faith. And right now in the name of Jesus, Father, I just charge them with a fresh anointing to contend for a promise. I charge them with a fresh anointing to contend for a generation. I charge them with a fresh anointing to contend for the nation. Father, I charge them with a fresh anointing to contend for them personally. Father, I thank you that there is a realm of the spirit that is not quite opened, and there's going to be a realm that's open this year. He says, because they have been faithful through the little gates, and they've been faithful to stand in a place where people didn't want to stand, and they've but stood even when other people would drop off in weariness. And Father, I thank you that there's a supernatural strength coming over the house. And Lord, I just decree the anointing to contend over them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, even as Gwen Shaw, that Father, someone laid hands on her at one point and decreed that a mantle of Gwen Shaw and a mantle to raise up warriors, a mantle even to raise up people that would birth. And Father, we just decree that. I speak life to that right now in Jesus' mighty name, that anointing that was on Gwen Shaw right now. Father, we just decree that. We decree that. We decree that right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the prophet coming forward like it never has. Father, I thank you, Lord, that he's going to begin to feel the movings and the groanings. And Father, I thank you in this season, he's going to feel so free with his body in worship, so free with his body in intercession, so free. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there'll be moments where he spins, that there'll be moments where he dances on a map. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I see the map of Canada on the floor in this room when I see people dancing on it, standing on it, decreeing over it, laying over it, crying over it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the anointing of the prophet coming forward like it never has. And Father, I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak a fresh commissioning for the call. Father, I thank you, Lord, not just for Canada, but for North America. And Father, I thank you as we transition into the fall, Lord, he's going to see that and feel that and decree that. Lord, I just speak that over him right now. Shoo, 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 shoo. Ooh. Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, let that begin to flow right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, let it begin to flow like a river right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Tay, let's keep worshiping, baby. Bora baki sebeki sagondo rute simleka sabando sodo shebeka sata. JJ, follow me. Just put your hands to heaven, honey. Refreshing right now. Refreshing right now. In the name of Jesus. Refreshing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm just going to lay hands on you, baby. Put your hands to heaven. Make sure she knows you're behind her. Refreshing right now in the name of Jesus. You're the mighty right now in Jesus' mighty name. There's just a beautiful anointing for refreshing right now in the house. Come on. Come to right now in the name of Jesus. Put your hands to heaven right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, right now in Jesus' name, let that refreshing just begin to come from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet right now. Come on, baby. Just feels like people are getting a little drunk. Put your hands up to heaven, honey. Father, we just thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let that anointing just begin to come. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. This whole area right here, you just feel a little pocket. Put your hands to heaven, honey. Oh, come a little closer. Come a little closer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mighty.
Oh, honey, this song, a banner over your life. He said, you've seen the mightiness of God. He said, this is going to be a year where you see the mighty one. He says, you've encountered me in a couple different facets. He says, but you're going to begin to see the God of power. He says, there's a couple situations in your life where you need the power of God to move and to make it shift. And he says, in this season, you're going to open up your mouth and begin to decree a thing. He says, there's been a lot of times and seasons where you have seen the demonic. And he says, you've seen the fowler. And he says, you've seen different people get tripped up. And he says, you're going to begin to see the angelic realm. He says, you're going to begin to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And the Lord says that in this season, I'm going to cause prayer to come forward like it never has. He says, oh, you've had seasons where you've prayed. And he says, but in this season, there's going to be a hunger for prayer and for intercession. He says, there's going to be a hunger to put your hand in someone else's hand. There's going to be a hunger to put your head under someone's hand. There's going to be a hunger to get mentored and to get equipped. There's going to be a hunger to learn. He says, because you know when to measure. And he says, but you're called to fight. He says, you're called to warfare. You're called to worship. He says, you're called to be a birther. He says, you have a something inside of you that's like a bulldog. And when you grab a hold of it, you don't let go. And Lord says, in this season, I'm going to teach you how to fight like I've never taught you how to fight. He says, you're going to understand what it is to fight the good fight of faith. And Lord says that you've had to stand in faith and contend in faith. He says, but right now you're going to step into a moment of refreshing. He says, I'm going to refresh you mentally. I'm going to refresh you emotionally. He says, there's going to be a refreshing that begins to come that brings you great clarity. He says, because you haven't been sure about what's next. He says, is it left? Is it right? Is it next? Says, I'm going to take a step back. Am I going to take a step forward? And he says, I'm going to bring great clarity to you, and you're going to be moved by peace. He says, but there has been some harassment that's brought about a weariness. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I just decree that refreshing of the Lord right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I decree it. I declare it right now. In Jesus' name, Anne Marie, come lay hands on her belly, honey, and just decree that breakthrough over her right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's keep praying. Let's keep worshiping today. That's a great vein that you're in. I just saw the word over the house, and it said sending center. I see sending center. Sending center. Lord, I thank you that you transition things, that you move things, that you shift things. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the prophetic anointing in the house. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there are some things that have always been here, but you're causing a spotlight to come onto the house. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this place is a lighthouse in the city. Father, I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be a season where the lighthouse begins to shine here. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you called the Transformation Center to be a sending center. Father, I thank you, Lord, that people are going to come here to get equipped and to get trained and to be sent out. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's an anointing to equip. There's an apostolic anointing in the house. There's a prophetic anointing in the house. There's an anointing for evangelism in the house. But Father, there is an anointing that you're bringing in this season that is going to cause people to mature overnight. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're putting the fast forward button, that your finger is on the fast forward button for spiritual maturity in the house. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be some people that have not been in church a long time, and this is going to be a year where they grow and they blossom and they bloom. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are going to cause the sending center to grow overnight. Father, I thank you, Lord, for apostolic strategies in the house. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is an anointing for young people to be here. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is an anointing for the 20s and the 30s and the 40s to be here. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to cause conferences to be here this year, and it's going to bring in the next generation. Father, I thank you that this is going to be a place where the anointing begins to grow and begins to get so thick. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're causing the cistern to grow right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, that it has been a season of great expansion of the cistern. So, Lord, I thank you that you have weeded and you are seeding your garden. And Father, I thank you that in the first 6 months of the year that you're going to bring about a seeding. And I see a seeding of the garden, and I see all these different kinds of pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and flower seeds beginning to come in. And I see that the leadership beginning to see who's who and what's what. Father, I thank you right now that this is going to be a turning year and a transforming year. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this is going to be the year that the Transformation Center gets transformed. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the first 3 months of the year that you're going to begin to give strategies. And the next 3 months of the year, they're going to work the strategy. And I thank you, Lord, that the third quarter of this year is going to be a year year where there's a great move, where there's a great gain. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the third quarter of the year is going to be a year where they see a bumper crop. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be flowers that begin to bloom and blossom in the third quarter of the year that are outstanding. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the third quarter of the year is going to launch the ministry, that it's going to launch the traveling ministry, that it's going to launch the outreach ministry. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the third quarter of the year that doors are going to begin to open for Eagle Worldwide Ministries that it has never opened before. And Father, we just decree that third quarter of the year. Father, we thank you that you're giving us a plan. And you know the way in. And you know the way out. You know the way in. And you know the way out. You know the way in. And you know the way out. You know the way in. And you know the way out. And Marie, when I first saw you this morning, I saw all these papers around about you. I thought, Jiminy Cricket, why are all these papers everywhere? Goodness, they were everywhere. They were by your feet. They were on the ground. It was like you were writing all this stuff down. And it was getting so many papers. I thought, gosh, is it a book? Is it a course? What is it? And I looked and they were all over your feet. They were in your hand. They were stuffed in your pocket. Look at you. You're loaded up with paper. Stretch your hands to heaven, honey. He says, it hasn't gone the way you thought it was going to go, but it's the way I thought it was going to go. He says, it hasn't been quite your timing, but it's been my timing. He says, there are some things that are going to be for a book. There are some things that are going to be a manual, and there are going to be some things that are going to be for a course for Ablaze University. He says, you're going to show people how to contend. He says, because there's a contending anointing that I'm bringing on the ministry in this season. He says, you're going to show people how to contend for salvation. You're going to show people how to contend for promises. You're going to show people how to contend for a city. He says, but there is a contending anointing of prayer that I'm putting on you. He says that you have been like a utility player and you're able to be here and put your finger here and put your finger there. And he says, but I'm going to have your feet move in this season. He says, I'm going to have your mouth move in this season. I'm going to have your hands move in this season. He says, your fingers are going to fight and your hands are going to do war. He says, you felt like you've been in seasons of warfare in different time periods, but as this governmental anointing for prayer and intercession begins to come, he says, you're going to begin to feel new authority. He says, I'm going to begin to give you different strategies on how to break down strongholds and how to cut silver ties and how to break down generational barriers. And he says, you're going to even have revelation on when to fast and how to fast, and we're going to call a fast. He says, you're going to understand what it is to have the anointing of the sons of Issachar, but also to have the anointing of Esther. And the Lord says that there's an Esther anointing that's been on you. And he says that there's been different seasons where you've operated even in an anointing of Deborah. He says, but in this season, it's going to be Esther. He says, you're going to understand what it is. You're going to understand what it is to function at a different level. You're going to understand what it is to function in a higher level of warfare. He says, but you're all going to understand what it is like to function in the fullness of the office gift of a prophet. And he says, get ready in this season. He says, because of your faithfulness, I'm going to cause you to step even into that different realm. I'm going to cause you to step even into the power source. He says, because there's been moments where you have felt great power. He says, but you're going to find that place on the floor and that place of worship where I cause a fresh anointing to come to you and through you. He says, but that paper, it's time now. It's time to get it sorted now. It's time to put it in place now. It's time to put it off the shelf now. It's time to get it out of your heart now. It's time to get it out of your spirit now. He says, because that book is going to help with the course, and the course is going to help launch, and the course is this year. It's this year. It's this year. Father, I thank you that 2026 is going to be a great year. That it's going to be a turbulent year, but it's going to be a great year. That there's going to be frustrations, but great victory. That there's going to be turbulent moments, but great joy. Father, that there's going to be heartache, but great, great laughter. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's going to take other people by the hand and drag them into the next moment and help them how to fight. And so, Father, I thank you for the anointing of Mama coming forward like it never has. Father, let the Mama anointing begin to come forward. Let that spiritual Mama coming out. Father, we decree that over her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let that just begin to hit her belly right now in Jesus' name. Just begin to hit her in the deepest place that she is. Sometimes you don't fully understand what you see. But I feel like there's going to be a season where you and Pastor Patty travel together a little bit. And I thought, why do I feel Mongolia? But there's a tribe in the Arctic that's from Mongolia. And I feel like the Arctic is going to open back up. I feel like something's going to happen in the Arctic. I feel like as you are positioned here and you contend here, the doors that have not been opened in other seasons are going to open. And it's going to be that prayer anointing and that contending anointing that opens the doors in the nation. And I thought, why is Mongolia? And it's not, it's that tribe in the Arctic. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the Arctic. We thank you, Lord, for the people there. We thank you, Lord, that there's the right timing for all things. Father, we thank you that you're the man, you're the one who opens up doors that no man can shut, that no man can open but you. So, Father, we speak to every door in the Arctic that you've called to be open for the ministry. And, Father, we speak to them to be open and to open wide. Father, we speak an opening to every door right now and a shutting to every door that's not you. And, Father, I thank you that this year is going to be a year of great door openings. Dr. Russ released a word for this year, and he said the banner over this year is we're going to go from victory to victory and glory to glory. And the moment he released that, I knew the Lord said to me, we're going to go from fight to fight. And he's going to show us how to fight, and you are positioned here already for this season because of the prayer and intercession that is set up here. We're going to go from fight to fight all year long. But he's already said that we're going to have the victory. Now, I had a dream a couple weeks ago, and I want you to walk with me through this dream. I was in Florida when I had it, and in the dream, I was in Brantford, Ontario. And I coached competitive swimming for many, many years, so I know a lot about pools. And I was standing in the Wayne Gretzky Center. Anyone know where the Wayne Gretzky Center is in Brantford? Yeah. That pool has an Olympic-sized diving platform, so that pool is incredibly deep. But the shallow end is incredibly shallow. And when you transition from one extreme depth to another extreme depth, the water in that pool is more turbulent than other pools. I know because I was a high-performance speed swim coach. So when you transition from that shallow to that deep and you go down that slope, people who swim fly and breaststroke, you can see the water suck them down for about 6 strokes if you have an eye for it. So if you did a best time or you tied a best time in that pool, you would do a best time at any other place because it's very turbulent water. So keep that in your mind. In my dream, I was standing there and I was coaching, but I could swim. And there was a beautiful woman swimming the 200 butterfly. Now, God could have ministered any event to me. He could have said it was the 50 free sprint. He could have said it was the mile. He could have used the 800 free. He could have used the 200 breaststroke. He could have used the 100 back. He could have used the 400 IM, but he picked to tell me that it was going to be the 200 butterfly, and I'm going to explain to you what that means. In the dream, someone handed me a meat program, and I took a look at the woman. The woman in the pool, her name was Kayla Walkinshaw. I swam with Kayla Walkinshaw in Hamilton, Ontario, when I was 12 years old. I hope you're hearing that. In the pool, she was going into the 100-meter mark, and she was tied for fourth. I looked in the meet program, and her previous time that she had swum, that was her very best shape and tapered time, it was 2:25. That number means something. When she turned after the halfway mark, there's four laps and a 200 butterfly in a 50-meter pool. On that third lap, you could hear the whole atmosphere shift. You could hear an adrenaline rush in the crowd. You could hear people begin to cheer. You could hear something shift in the atmosphere. You could see her get so much strength. You could hear the power in the pool. You could hear the surging forward of her swimming butterfly. And she began to make a move and pass by the competition. And I said to myself, my goodness, she should swim this event like this every single time. And when she went and touched that wall on the third lap, she was in first. She took a breath and went into the last lap, and I knew that she was going to win the event. And when she touched the wall, she won, and she tied her very best shave and taper time. She went 2:25. I said, that's incredible. If it was in any other pool, she would have gone 2:23. She would have done a best time. And I woke up. He gave me another dream and began to talk to me about Hamilton, began to talk to me about Barrie, began to talk to me about Toronto, began to talk to me about Orillia, began to talk to me about New Brunswick. And that dream was talking about the first 3 months of the year. He's going to give us apostolic strategy on how to birth and how to build. The next 3 months of the year, we're going to walk out that strategy. But the third quarter, we're going to make a move. And you're going to feel the power in the pool. You're going to feel the power in the spirit. You're going to feel the surge of energy. There's going to be a surge for the remnant church. 2:25 is the fullness of conforming and obeying. 2:25 is the fullness of a work of service and being tested and tried. But 2:23 is the fullness of conforming and obeying, tested and tried and found worthy. We're in a season where we're being tested and tried right now. He's weeding and seeding the garden of our lives right now over the remnant church. He's getting us ready for the next season. What's the next season? He's positioning us. He said in his word that the church would be the highest mountain. He said that 2026 was going to be a year of jubilee. He said that 2026 was going to be a year where we saw promises fulfilled. He said that 2026 was going to be a year of jubilee. What does jubilee mean? Jubilee means that we're stepping into a time period that we have never stepped into before. So if we're stepping into a time period that we've never stepped into before, we're going to have warfare that we've never had before. And you have to understand that you're going to have to fight. And some people don't know what it is to fight. Some people don't understand what that means. Some people have an amazing revelation of the family of God, and they don't know what it is to be a part of the army of God. And some people have an amazing revelation of the army of God, but don't understand family. And you have to understand both revelations to really comprehend the both, because you're supposed to fight for the person next to you. You're supposed to love the person next to you. But there is an anointing to contend in this season that is coming upon the remnant church. There is an anointing to contend that's coming over intercessors. And there is a group of people in this ministry that has been contending for a few years. And there is going to be an apostolic governmental anointing that hits leadership in this ministry. And you're going to begin to see breakthroughs this year like you never have. But you've got to press in for the first 3 months and get the strategy. Then walk out that strategy the next 3 months and then begin to run. And we're going to begin to run and not grow weary. We're going to walk and not be faint. I'm telling you, July, August, and September of this year are going to be one of the most incredible months of this ministry, one of the most incredible months for this church. But you have got to contend for it, because prophetic words are conditional. I had a dream when I was in Florida, and I was standing in the water, and there was what looked like a submarine, and it was translucent and it was shimmery, and I thought, that's the most beautiful submarine I think I've ever seen. And it began to spin. And when it got closer to me, I knew it wasn't a submarine, it was a whale. but it was so big it looked like a submarine. And a whale represents a move of God, a move of the Spirit. It could also mean a huge onslaught of prosperity. And it began to spin faster and faster and faster. And I saw Pastor Maeve, who's the spiritual mother of Eagle Worldwide Ministries. She was standing on the shore and she had army clothes on. And if you know her in the natural, that's unlike her. She always wears bling. She's got bling on. And I went, oh, we're going to have to contend for this thing. Because she was standing with army clothes on the beach. And that whale was spinning and it got closer to me and I got to look at its teeth. It spun closer to me and I saw its eyes. It spun closer to me and I could feel the wind hit me and I woke up. It hadn't landed yet. It was up in the air still. It was in the spirit still. See, there's going to be a move of God that hits a lot of different places. It's not just going to hit one place. But there are prophetic words that are conditional based on our obedience in God. Don't think that you get a prophetic word and it just automatically comes to pass. I've had moments like that in my life. I have had that. I've had the sovereign move of God hit me, and I have done nothing to deserve it, and it has happened. But most of the time, you get a prophetic word. It's conditional based on your behavior. It's conditional based on your decision-making. It's conditional based on the choices that you make in alignment with his word, in alignment with what he's saying, alignment with his with your obedience. I wish it would just fall out of the sky like a pizza on your lap and you could eat it. I wish. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You have to contend. It's going to be an incredible year, but you've got to contend for it. It's going to be a great year of promises, but you have to fight for it. It's going to be a year where we see amazing salvations. You've got to fight. I believe that we're going to go from glory to glory, and we're going to begin to see that move of God begin to manifest this year. You've got to contend. And so you have got to find who you're supposed to contend with and what you're supposed to contend for, because it's all different. It's different for every single one of us. What I'm contending for is different from what you're contending for. We're going from fight to fight. What are we fighting? Sometimes it's demonic. Most of the time, it's our own stinking flesh. It's our flesh. Turn with me this morning. We're going to get into the Word. We're going to go into Psalm 31, verse 3. You know, he used the 200 butterfly in my dream. The 200 butterfly is the most mentally exhausting event in competitive swimming. If you would line up, I would say if you lined up 50 swimmers that were at a high level and you said, what's the most mentally exhausting event? They would all say the 200 butterfly. I've had boys trying out for the Olympic team that were like 100 breaststrokers, 50 free years, and you'd say that they're going to swim the 200 butterfly and they shed a little tear. Big 6'6" German boys, big 6'6" Dutch guys, little tear coming right down. We're going to swim the 200 butterfly this year as a remnant church. The 200 butterfly requires swimmers to endure sustained lactic acid buildup while keeping precise technique. It requires extreme pain management. And you know, I don't say this to you to scare you. I say this to you to prepare yourself. Because we have to know what's going to happen. We have to understand where God's bringing us into. We've got to understand what we're fighting and how we're fighting and what we're called to fight and how to fight. But there's going to be some of us that it requires extreme pain management. Number two, in the 200 butterfly, there's no room to mentally check out. We're seeing that right now. Right now is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about right now. You're seeing people just check right out. You're saying people are getting attacked in all different kinds of ways right now, and they're checking out of church. They're checking out of their call. They're checking out of their assignment. There's just a check out right now. So you have got to understand that that's a ploy of the enemy for this moment. He's going to bring you pain so that you check out. And how does he get you? When the devil's after you, he comes after your mind. If he can't get you in your mind, he'll get you in your emotions. If he can't get you in your emotions, he'll go after your heart. If he can't get you in your heart, then he'll pervert something. But when he said that we're swimming the 200 butterfly. I said, my goodness, why is that? And I had to begin to ponder that and take that up to him. And it requires unique pacing. It is the event where you have got to pace yourself more than any other event. And in my dream, she was tied for fourth at the halfway mark, and at the third quarter, she made a move, and she was able to sustain the pace. We've got to make sure that we're pressing into the timing of God for the revelation, that sometimes we hear him, but we don't know the timing. We know there's going to be change, but we don't know when. We know that we're supposed to launch something, but we're not 100% sure. We know that we're hearing God about an event, about a course, about a book, about a family member. We have got to press into him for the timing of things, because it's not just about revelation. It's about understanding the revelation and then what to do with that. Is it for now? Is it for next month? Is it later in the year? This year is going to be crucial for timing. And the final 50 of the 200 butterfly is all psychological warfare. And elite swimmers often say that that race is decided more in the head than in the body. We've got to make it so that we are so strong in our mind against the ploys and the plans of the enemy that he can't take us out. You've got to settle it in your heart and settle it in your mind that I'm going to do what he said I'm going to do. I'm going to stay faithful to what he said to do. I'm going to stand in the place that he called me. If he called me to usher, I'm going to usher the best I can. If he called me to be a greeter, I'm going to greet the best I can. If he called me to be a businessman, I'm going to do the very best I can. If he called me to be a worship leader, I'm going to be as faithful as I possibly can. You have got to settle it in your mind that he will not take you out, because if that's not settled, he will. Because we are stepping into a territory in God that we have never been before, and the devil doesn't like it. And he's saying, we're going to go from victory to victory, and we're going to go from glory to glory, but you have got to invoke that victory. You've got to stand in that place and say, he won the victory for me. And all you have to do is stand in him and be obedient. All you have to do is stand in him and fight. How do you fight? You fight in the spirit. You fight with the word of God. You fight with his name. You fight with the blood. You fight with praying in tongues. You fight in worship, but you have to fight. If you don't know how to fight, get around some people that know how to fight. There is a fighting anointing. There's a prayer anointing. There's a contending anointing. If you're like, I don't even know what this girl's talking about, get in the know. Because he's telling that. This is going to be the whole year. That you're going to be here, deliverance conferences, contending conferences, deliverance training, warfare training, prayer training. It's this year, because he's preparing us for what's next. He's preparing us for the fullness of time. He's preparing us. Because when a move of God comes, a lot comes with that. And he's going to need a people that understands warfare so that we can hold what he's going to do. Psalm 31 verse 3 says, for you're my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you're my strength. And into your hand I commit my spirit, and you've redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Go into Psalm 91, verse 3. He's been ministering to me the last 2 months about the snare of the fowler. And the fowler is one that traps birds. In the word, the enemy is the fowler. And in this season, and I'm not talking about in this season, I'm talking about right now, in January. He's highlighting this. Because the word of God says that the fowler sets up traps for us. The devil is not all-knowing, God is. But the devil is a student of behavior. And he watches what we say, and he watches what we watch, and he watches our pattern behavior. He knows our weakness, and he knows our strength. He doesn't always attack us in our weak areas. Sometimes he attacks us in places where we're distracted. And he is setting traps up for us in this season. And so my weakness is different than your weakness. My strength is different than your strength. It's a moment to look in the mirror and take a really good look of where you're at. Where's your mind at? Where's your emotions at? Where's your heart at? Because he's setting things up to trip you up. Just like God is setting us up for success. But you got to take a look and see what trap he's setting up for you so that you don't step into that. Okay? So follow me here. We're going into Psalm 91, verse 3. It says, Verse 2, I will say that of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. And in verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the furious pestilence. And he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge, and his truth shall be your shield and your buckler. He's delivered us from the snare of the fowler, but how do we stay out of that snare? How do you stay out of it? In Luke 4, verse 3, it says, now that the devil had ended every temptation, he departed him, which is Jesus, until a not more opportune time. He comes after us when we're weary. He comes after us when we're in transition. He comes after us when we're isolated. He comes after you when you're under pressure or when you've experienced some kind of success or promotion. But we have escaped the snare of the fowler. How do we stay out of that? Turn with me. Let's put it up on the screen. Galatians 16. How do I stay out of the trap and the snare of the fowler? It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust of the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Let's read that again. For the flesh lusts after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. He's making us very aware of what the enemy's up to right now. He's making us very aware of what his intent is this year. And he's trying to get us ready for this year. All you have to do is have ears to hear and eyes to see. And he's saying, take a look at yourself and partner with me. And get out of the flesh. When I'm in the Spirit, I've got to think about the Spirit. I've got to make sure I'm in the Word. I've got to have the mind of the Spirit in my mind. I've got to have the Spirit in my ears. I've got to be looking at things, not in the natural, but looking at them from the realms of heaven. I've got to be looking at people, not out of the temporal, but in the eternal. I've got to look at situations not from temporary eyes, but from eternal eyes. I've got to look at my church family like that. I've got to look at my pastor like that. I've got to look at my mom like that. I've got to look at every single situation in my life, not as the temporary, but through the eternal, because I've got to have the mind of the Spirit if I'm going to get through this thing. If you really want to get through this thing, if you really want to partner with him, if you really want to partner with the realms of heaven and step into victory to victory and glory to glory, he's setting us up for success. And Father, I plead the precious blood of Jesus right now over this body. I plead the precious blood of Jesus from the crown of the heads to the soles of their feet right now. Father, you know the way in and you know the way out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind all the spirits of weariness right now in Jesus' mighty name. And if you feel to yawn, if you feel to burp, if you feel a different pain on your body, you just put your hand in that place. And I'm just going to begin to pray some things off of you right now and get us ready for the next 3 months. Father, I thank you for angelic help in the room. I thank you, Lord, for help from heaven to be all around this place. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your angels are taking every demonic thing to the place that Jesus wants it to go. Father, I thank you that you're setting us up for success, but we need to hear you and we need to see you. And Father, I bind all the spirits right now that are blocking revelation. All the spirits that are blocking our hearing, all the spirits that are blocking our eyes, I bind you right now in Jesus' name, and I just command you to begin to lift right now. In Jesus' name, I command you to loose your hold and go off of God's people. All the weariness right now, I bind weariness right now. I bind the weariness that's attacking the prayer warriors. I bind the weariness that's attacking people that they used to join in prayer all the time, and now they went from 9 times a week to 3 times a week, and they're never at prayer. I bind the spirit of weariness, and I command you to loose your hold and go. Fatigue, go now. Coming up, coming out. Coming all the way up, coming all the way out, and all the way up, and all the way out. Everybody, fatigue right now. If you've been suffering with fatigue and weariness, just put your hand on your heart all over the room. Right now, I bind you and I command you to loose your hold and go right now. Command you to loose your hold and go right now. Coming up, coming out, coming all the way up, coming all the way out, coming all the way up, coming all the way out, coming all the way up, and coming all the way out, coming all the way up, coming all the way out. Ropoko sutupa kasa. Can you come here for me, baby? What's your name? Aura. Please stretch your hands to heaven. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this season. Honey, I felt a hunger coming from you, and I got real distracted for a little bit, and I didn't even hear what I was saying for about 3 minutes. My mouth was going and speaking from the Spirit, and I thought, ooh, who is it? I think it's her. Who is it? I think it's her. He says, honey, you're hungry. He says that there is a hunger on the inside. There's a hunger to learn. There's a hunger for my presence. There's a hunger to do it right. There's a hunger to get things right. There's a hunger to get things established. And the Lord says, and I'm leading you and I'm guiding you in this season. He says that you have a great mind. And he says, I made your mind. And he says, you're able to comprehend at a very deep level. He says, you're able to understand things that people don't understand. He says, you're able to understand the family of God. He says, you're able to understand authority. He says you understand honor and understand what honor is. He says that you have a heart for family, but you have a heart for family and church. He says you have a heart for a natural family and spiritual family. He says, and I'm working on your heart right now having to do with family. He says that there has been some breakthroughs that have been needed, even financially. There's been breakthroughs that have been needed even in educational realms. And Lord says that your learning is not done. He says you're going to understand what it is to fight. He says you're going to understand what it is to pray. He says you have a heart of a prayer warrior. You have a heart of a worshiper. He says, but you have a heart of a teacher. And he says, there's something in you that's out to teach, and that your mind is like a teacher that you're able to retain really, really well. He says that you have a heart of a servant, and he says, I'm going to give you an understanding of what it is to serve and what it is to sow. And the Lord says, you're going to sow your time, you're going to sow your talent, you're going to sow your energy. He says, but I'm going to cause something to happen in your mind in this season. He says, there has not been clarity of thought, there's not been clarity of the moment, there's not been clarity of vision, there's not been clarity of this year. And the Lord says, you're on a prophetic journey. He says, I'm speaking to you, and I had given you a couple different pieces of what you think is next. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause the confusion to come out. And it's almost been like there's been a lot of people that have said, I think this and I think maybe that. And he said, I don't want you to go by what other people are saying that they think. He says, I want you to go by what I'm saying to you. He says, because you're hearing me, and there's a prophetic anointing that's on you that you're going to begin to flow in. He says, you're going to have great clarity of thought, great clarity of vision. He says, I'm going to cause some things to shift in you that's going to shift in the family. I'm going to bring a great shifting in your body. I'm going to bring a great shifting in your mind. I just speak that shifting over her right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you mom? Are you mom? Yeah, well, just put your hands up to heaven, honey. Father, we just thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hunger pulls, you know, when people are hungry. You just feel, if you're hungry for the Lord, just lift your hands to heaven. If you're hungry just for a touch from him, just lift your hands. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for the moment. We thank you, Lord, for the season. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's you. It's all about you. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just lift up Russ to you right now, Russell to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the season that he's in. Father, I thank you, Lord, for where he's going, for where he's headed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for one word from you can change the whole thing. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing refreshing right now. And you're bringing healing right now. Father, I just decree that refreshing over him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Roko shiki sambakia samakosho neke hasango sate de beki kako sate mekete. Roko shihiamaseke de neme sando shadeke sakango sabeki tambandai. I see you walking up this hall, and there's different doors, and there are some doors that you have been in before. And I see you leaning up against a wall. And you fell right through the door. He says, there's been different seasons where I've had you at the right place at the right time, and it's been very unexpected. The Lord says, I have some unexpected doors that I'm going to begin to open up to you this year. And he says, you've been faithful at a lot of different things. He says, but there's been some weariness that have come and even come to knock at your door and have you even fall. And the Lord says, in this season, you're going to find that hope begins to flow to you and through you. You're going to feel hope. Hope in the heart, hope in your emotions, hope overtake your body. He says, because I called you to be one that speaks hope and that puts your hands in another person's hands and begins to decree hope. He says, there's times where you can see the gold in other people and begin to speak the gold and call the gold out. And the Lord says, you have a heart for the down and out, but you also have a heart for the up and out. And he says, you have a heart for evangelism. You have a heart to see people saved. You have a heart to connect and to network. He says, there's going to be a great season of networking and connecting. You're going to know who's to meet who and where they're to meet and where they're to meet for coffee. He says, you're going to know the right atmosphere to bring them in. He says, because I'm going to blow you into the right place at the right time. And Father, I just speak to his body right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just decree healing and refreshing over him right now. Father, I declare that. I declare that right now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Goodness, 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 goodness. I love it when it comes like a wave like that. Father, bring another wave. Bring another wave. Bring another wave. Bring another wave. Bring another wave, Lord. Bring another wave to Russ. Bring another wave to Russ right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Father, we just thank you. Father, I thank you that you're going to begin to fill him up so that he can begin to pour out in the places that you put him right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I speak to every muscle. I speak to every vein. I speak to his heart right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you right now, just bringing that healing flow, that healing balm of Gilead right now. Let that healing balm of Gilead just begin to flow. Thank you, Lord. Anne-Marie, can you come just lay hands on him? Thank you, Jesus. Tay, we're going to go worship in a second here. If you've been struggling with weariness and dreariness, I want you to come up to the front. We're going to break that off of you right now because there is an anointing of strength in the room. And then I'm going to prophesy over everyone who is seeking the Lord for some direction this morning. But if you've been dealing with some weariness and tiredness, I want you just to come up really, really quick while that's in the room. We're going to pray for you. We're going to break that off. And we're just going to decree that anointing to contend. But lift your hands up all over the room and let's just worship the King of Kings and see what he's going to do. Because there is just an anointing of refreshing that's going to begin to blow in here. So wherever you are, just begin to worship. Wherever you are, begin to put your arms up to him. I'm going to hand the mic over to Pastor Patty really quickly here. And we're going to worship. Here. Amen, amen. All right, Tay, let's worship.
Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful. I know you are. Jesus,
follow me. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing for an entrepreneur. I thank you, Lord, for an entrepreneurial anointing. Father, I thank you, Lord, business and ministry. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for those creative ideas right now in Jesus' mighty name begin to flood him. Father, I thank you, Lord. He's called to a house of prayer and a house of worship. Father, I break the weariness off of him right now in Jesus' name and let that entrepreneurial spirit just begin to come to the forefront right now. I decree that over him right now in Jesus' mighty name. I don't know why I hear the name Benjamin. Is your name Benjamin? Is your name Ben? Benjamin? I don't get names very often. That kind of spooked me. What's your last name? Huh? Mao. Benjamin, he's got your name. Amen. That was fun. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just declare that over Benjamin right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, just let that anointing just begin to go flow to him and through him right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you right now. Tell you it's good. You can keep singing, hey, even though I'm praying. Father, let the anointing just begin to flow right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we just declare that right now in the name of Jesus. Break it right now in Jesus' name. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. I break the weariness now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, break it now in the name of Jesus. Father, call for that warrior right now in Jesus' name. Father, I break the weariness off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we break its power now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we break the weariness off of her right now in the name of Jesus. I want you guys to stay here because I'm going to minister to you prophetically in a minute. Father, we break the weariness off right now in the name of Jesus. I break the weariness off right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oof. Stick right there. Right now, I break the weariness off right now in the name of Jesus. We break it now in Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, guys. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Right now in Jesus' name. Quickly, quickly, quickly. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Right now in the name of Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. When it comes like that, you just got to go quick. Oh, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just break the weariness off right now. Break the weariness off right now in Jesus' name. Let them content. Let them content. Let them content. Let them content. Let them contend. Father, I thank you, Lord, this is going to be a crazy year. I thank you, Lord, that when we get to September, she's going to say, I didn't expect this year. I thank you, Lord, she's not going to expect this year. I thank you, Lord, at the end of September, she's going to say, that took me by surprise. I thank you, Lord, as she begins to decree it and she begins to declare it, that there's a fresh anointing that's beginning to come. Father, let the anointing just begin to come over the Wallace household. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're shifting the Wallaces. Father, I thank you, Lord, you're shifting the Wallaces. I can hear it. I can hear it like the Walden family. Good night, John. Good night, John. Good night, John. Like the Waldens. He says, I'm shifting the Wallaces in this season. He says, people are not going to look at you the same. They're not going to comprehend you the same. Something is going to begin to shift. At the end of September, you're going to say, I did not expect this at all. And Father, I just decree that over him right now in the name of Jesus. Let me begin to overtake him right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I need quickly, guys. Break it off right now in the name of Jesus. That weariness and dreariness right now. We break it right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Ooh. Ooh, God's on this man. Let's take that baby out of his. Let's take the baby out of him. God's on you, honey. God's on you, honey. Oh, Lord, just begin to saturate him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet right now. In Jesus, my name. Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Just let him. 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 Just let him right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father God, I thank you, Lord. He says, some things look big, but I'm bigger. He says, I've rescued you from a couple moments. I look back and I look at your life right now, and I can look back and I see different seasons that have happened. He says, I caused some things to be unknotted. He says, but in this season, I'm going to cause a greater unknotting to happen. He says, right now, I'm flipping the pages of your heart, and it's going to begin to turn from one page to the next page, to the next page, to the next page. He says, right now, you're feeling me woo you into the next moment. He says, I'm going to begin to cause an emotional overhaul to begin to happen. He says, but right now, let your heart open to the widest place in me. Because I'm pouring in. I'm pouring in, 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 I'm pouring in. Help me lift Joyce. Faithfulness is something that you sow. He says, don't. There is an assignment. Let that anointing just begin to flow over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, let it just begin to come over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, that she's contending not just for this church, that she's not just contending for the city. Father, that there's a governmental anointing that you promised even years ago. Father, I thank you, Lord, that it's the moment now for it. Father, that it's a moment that you're transitioning the Wallaces. Father, I thank you that you're doing it right now and that you sent me up here for right now. Father, but Lord, that there's a breath, a fresh wind and a fresh breath coming over her to run like there never has. Father, let that just begin to flow to her and through her. And Lord, I decree the awe of God coming. I decree that September moment where she says, it took me by surprise. Father, I just decree that over her right now, over every muscle, over every tissue. over every tissue, over every muscle right now. Bring that refreshing 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 right now. I break the assignment of isolation right now in Jesus' mighty name. The isolation, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of delay right now in Jesus' name. I break the delay right now. Any kind of spirit of delay of a moment, delay in timing, I break the spirits that want to take timing off track right now, that want to attack her, that are on the ministry. Because there's been assignments that are trying to take us out of timing, take us out of moments, to bring a delay. And Father, I thank you. I break it off of her right now in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, let the flow come. And I bind her mind to the mind of Christ, but I bind her to the timing of God. Let the anointing of sons of Issachar now begin to come. We break the delay. 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 Lords, come on up here real quick, honey. Break the delay. Break the delay. Nicole, come on up real quick, honey. That beautiful woman that's got bare feet on like me, come on up here, honey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's like there's just little waves that are beginning to come when you pray for people right now. Just little waves begin to pray for people. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's a love anointing that's beginning to come over Lourdes. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's moments right now where she just feels undone in worship. I thank you, Lord, that there's moments that she just feels undone in you, and there's just a revelation of the love of God that's beginning to pour over her head, over her emotions, over her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's going to know you as the lover of her soul. Father, I thank you that your love rescues her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that no one knows what she goes through, when no one knows what she puts up with but you. And Lord, love is going to begin to come. A love anointing over her mind, a love anointing over her heart, a love anointing that brings healing, a love anointing that's bringing healing to the mind, a love anointing that's beginning to bring healing to the heart, a love anointing that she's going to begin to flow in. Let love flow, Lords. 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 Father, I thank you, Lord. From you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. Oh, you're worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things.
glory. You deserve the glory. Oh, you deserve the glory. Nobody else like you, Jesus. You deserve the glory.
We're going to let Prophetess Ashley continue to minister, but you know, we want to honor the prophet in the house, amen. And I want to give you an opportunity to sow this morning, to sow into her life, sow into her ministry.